Good Erev Shabbos. Okay, so let's learn a piece in the Rechaim HaKadosh. We makashi ourselves to the big tzaddik and have a lichtig Erev Shabbos, a lichtig Shabbos, a lichtig month, a lichtig year, a lichtig everything. So it says in Pasuk, one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, it says in Pasuk in the beginning of Shaiftim V'Shaiftim Titin Lecha, that you should appoint judges and set up a court system. And what should the judges do? So it says in Pasuk, V'Shaftu Sa'am Mishpat Tzedek. They should judge the people a righteous judgment, a true judgment. So the Shaila says, the Rechaim HaKadosh, Mepharshim ask, what does it mean, Mishpat Tzedek? If it's not true, then it's not Mishpat. Once it says that they should, first of all, B'chlal, it's obvious what a judge is supposed to do. So what does it have to say at B'chlal? If it's saying it, then all it has to say is, V'shavtu Sa'am Mishpat. If it's Mishpat, it means it's true. If it's not true, it's not Mishpat. So what's Mishpat Tzedek? So he says like this, B'derech Remez, so in a way of Remez, you can say, Yirmez al derech Omrei. It says in Pasuk, Yishpay Tevel B'Tzedek, right? We say it, Hashem, tonight by Kabbalah Shabbos, Yishpay Tevel B'Tzedek. V'amra Anshei Emes. So it says in the Zohar Kaddish, he quotes, Ki Bezdin Elyon Yikorei Tzedek. That the truth of Shemayim, that's called Tzedek. That's what the Zohar says, he quotes it. V'amra Zal, Chazal in fact say, Ki Rosh Hashanah B'Zenoise Shal Adam Kvuim, then Rosh Hashanah, a person's Parnas, and everything is like set, right? That we know. So it means that in Shemayim, there's already an understanding of whose money is whose, and who should have this amount, who should have this. It's all kavua. So if there's a sichsach, some the conflict between two people about a certain amount of money and so on, so there's already a truth, a tzedek, the truth in Shemayim, as far as who should have it, how long they should have it for, the whole inyan. But v'omdufnei ha-shayfet, they come to this world and they stand before a shayfet. Im yishpat al pi ha-toyra asher tziv Hashem, if the judge judges properly based on how Hashem commanded through halacha and so on, then kishe yizku ha-roi lizkais, and he's mezaka, the one that's supposed to be, you know, correct and so on. Hineim shayftim ha-mishpat atzma yishashavet bezdin ha-elyon. So it comes out, they're not just saying a nice thing. They're saying exactly how it is in the bezdin shalmaila ha-nikrit tzedek, which is called tzedek. One, that's the meaning of the pasuk. Mishpat, they should judge the people how? What type of mishpat? Mishpat that makes sense? Mishpat that's earthly? No, mishpat tzedek. Pirish sheshavet bezin elyon, they should be able to be mechavin to get to the mishpat that's what's paskin in shemaim. That's called tzedek. So how does the bezin do that? How does the bezin do that? So there's another Archaim HaKadosh in the beginning of the parasha. He asks the question: Shayftim mishayftim. In the beginning of the parasha is this mitzvah of establishing judges. The end of last week's parasha was the mitzvah of going to Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year, right? L'yir panai reikam, shalosh pan bashana, yurek azuchurcha. So, and from there flows into the mitzvah of establishing judges. So says the Rechaim HaKadosh, this is the musik, that the shofet has to see himself, has to always be in a state of davening, always be in a state of davening, even though the shofet seems to be his job is Torah, his job is to paskin shas, shulchan aruch. But flowing from the Beis HaMikdash, going to Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year, which is the need of davening, 3 times a year, like 3 times a day, Beis HaMikdash is the place of davening. When the shofet has that moichin, and that everything he's paskening, he's davening to Hashem, that he should have atzlacha, and he should be makashim himself to elikus, and there, it's a lakim nitzav, ba'ad haskel, and the Rabbanu Shalom is involved in his effort of establishing a true mishpat, then from there he'll be zaycha to mishpat tzedek. No? The Rav Shmuel should bless us, the talk of the coming of Shabbos, we should be able to be miyachid everything that's going on in this world with the tzedek of above. V'yaskal tzedek v'rachav v'yavimim, amen.
Amen.
Lichtige Shabbos, everybody.